This is John Kurtzer from the Best Ambiance here in New York at the Cutting Room Studios, and happy to welcome to New York, Baseku Kiyate Ngoni Ba. Welcome. And they're going to play some music for us, and we're going to talk to Baseku after we hear a couple tunes. Let's hear some music. Baseku Kiyate and Ngoni Ba.
Turin turin turi fanga debi turin turi kajigisu se koro masake fanga debi turin turi kajigisu ubi turin kana fanga debi turin turi kajigisu se koro masake fanga debi turin turi kajigisu. Masa
Seku, beautiful music. Beautiful music.
Thank you.
Très bien.
Thank you.
Banning Air, our friend, is going to help translate, as he's done many times on Best Ambiance before.
Happy to do it.
Last time was about a year and a half ago in Lobi Traore and Afa Bakum.
That's right.
We're in New York.
That's right. We're in a slightly upgraded studio from then.
Yeah. Seku, it's such a beautiful sound in Ngoni Ba. Maybe you could explain how you came up with the idea of an Ngoni band, orchestra.
Ça vient de moi.
It comes from me.
Oui, parce que toujours en Afrique, quand on dit en orchestre...
All the time in Mali, we have groups where there's lead guitar, rhythm guitar, bass guitar. Very nice.
Tout ça. Mais c'est bon. C'est très bon. Mais nous,
drums, bass, it's great, but we also need to do this with traditional instruments.
De créer un orchestre.
So that's what we did. We put the lead Ngoni in the place of the lead guitar, accompanying Ngonis in place of the accompanying guitar and the bass Ngoni in place of the bass guitar.
But I understand there was no bass Ngoni before. That it's your invention?
J'ai créé, c'est moi-même, c'est nous-mêmes qui a créé ça parce que il me faut la basse pour faire une bonne musique.
Yeah, that's something we created ourselves because good music needs bass. So we worked really hard to make the bass Ngoni sound. It wasn't easy at all. We had a lot of problems with different pickups and
à la fin toujours ça donne des
feedback, and eventually we found that it had to stuff the actual gourd of the Ngoni with cotton, 5 kilos of cotton to get it so it would sound strong and not feedback.
It's a great bass sound. It sounds really bassy.
Maybe
we should go back a couple steps and just explain to listeners what the little bit of the history of the Ngoni, and you've been calling it the African banjo on your tour with Bela, but it has a long griot history. Maybe you could just describe a little bit about the Ngoni.
Parce que Ngoni, chez nous, je peux dire que c'est le premier instrument de griot dans notre pays.
It's the first instrument of the griots in our country, Mali.
So it goes back 1,000 years.
D'abord, depuis avant la naissance de Jésus-Christ, il y avait un roi qui s'appelle Djabe Sissé à Kumbi Sali.
Even before, even older than 1,000 years, before the birth of Christ, there was this king, Djabe Sissé, and this is from the empire of Ouagadou. And the Ngoni goes back that far. It was played for that king.
Donc, je pense que c'est les Afro-Américains qui ont amené des Ngoni.
So much later, Africans brought that instrument to the United States, and it evolved into the banjo.
But the griot, maybe you should explain, has a special power in Malian culture and society to be the historians to tell the histories.
Parce que pouvoir de griot, d'abord un griot, c'est comme un dictionnaire.
A griot is like a dictionary.
Qui connaît de l'histoire. Un griot qui fait la musique, musicien, chanteur.
He's a musician, he's a singer, but he's also a historian, and he's always working with the king.
D'abord chez nous, pour marier même une femme.
Even to marry now, if you want to marry a woman, you have to first pass it by the griot.
Dans notre culture, vraiment les griots.
So this is someone who's very, very respected by notable people in Malian society up to this day.
Yeah, there's something you said in your show the other day about normally you play this song for the king, but today I'm playing for you, this audience. You're my king. So it seems like the audience is now changing for this music.
Oui. Parce que maintenant, parce que le public change. Regarde, mon grand-père, arrière-grand-père, depuis aux environs de combien siècle. Mais ils ont...
Yeah, he says the audience for this music, of course it has changed. His grandfathers, going way back, they played for kings, they played for nobles.
Ils n'ont pas essayé de populariser cette musique, ils n'ont pas essayé de mettre sur le plan international.
But now it's a different time, and it was his idea to put this music on the international stage. And you know, everyone has the right to hear great music. Everyone can be a king.
I have so many more questions for you, but I want to get back to more music, and maybe we should let people know a little bit about what you're singing, what Ami is singing about in the songs we're hearing and we'll be hearing. So if you could just talk briefly about the four songs today that we'll be hearing.
Turin Turin.
Turin Turin is the first
Turin,
one.
Turin Turin, ça veut dire que si d'Amazon.
So this song goes back to the 17th century, the Bamana king Damanzon, and it's a song of celebration after the battle. After he's won the battle, he comes back to the village, and his strength is growing little by little, step by step. But this is a great moment of celebration. Everyone comes into the streets, they're singing, and the words are talking about how his power is rising with each victory.
And the second song, Musso, is for the women, right? It's about women.
Deuxième, Musso, c'est
oui,
pour la femme.
Musso, ouais, c'est pour la femme. Parce que on peut pas, le monde ne peut pas avancer tant qu'il n'y a pas de femmes.
We can't do anything without it. Women, they bring us children. They prepare our food often. So this is great, and we need to celebrate them. We need to thank them.
The next two songs you're going to play, just quickly, Jumana Bidya and Nguni Fola, I know, means beautiful Nguni.
Jumana Bidya, Jumana, c'est le monde.
The world.
The world.
It's about the world. If there is peace, then the world is rich. The world is okay, because we griots are very much against violence. When you have war, you have people dying, you have children suffering. We're very much against that. And even if you have nothing in your pockets, if you have peace, you are rich.
C'est pourquoi j'ai même donné un exemple au monde entier, dire que regarde les Américains, la démocratie américaine vraiment.
And I also give the example of American democracy, which is a great example of how people can get along.
So he mentions Obama in the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah. Obama. Oh, you yeah. Obama. Yeah,
there's a mention of Obama in the
song. Les Américains ont mis Obama au pouvoir.
The fact that Americans could elect Obama, that shows that democracy in America is not a joke. It's real.
And the last song you'll play today, Nguni Fola, is one of your great showcase songs.
Oui, Nguni Fola, c'est un morceau en Bamana, un très bon joueur d'Ngoni.
Very good Ngoni player, like a lion of the Ngoni, that's what it's saying.
Donc, c'est un très bon morceau, donc j'ai fait pour amuser, pour faire vraiment... C'est fait pour amuser, quoi, franchement.
So it's a song for fun, it's a song to really, you know, pull the chops out and have a good time.
Donc, ma femme aussi, elle chante, dit que...
And his wife, Amikoita, is singing, the lion of the Ngoni has come. It's to sort of encourage the music.
One last song. I could talk with you all day, but I want to hear more music. I asked this question of all the Malians I've had in my show. Why is the Malian music so special in Africa, in the world?
La musique malienne, d'abord, nous, on a des griotismes chez nous. On a différentes ethnies, beaucoup de différentes ethnies. Chacun a sa musique aussi.
So first he mentioned the griots, the tradition that he comes from, but then he says that Mali has so many different traditions, and everybody understands that's their richness. They don't have diamonds, they don't have gold, they don't have a lot of money. Sometimes they don't have enough of anything, but they know that they have this incredible richness in the culture.
Yeah, it's an incredible music, and you're such a great example of it. Thank you so much for coming here today. Let me just mention that you're on a tour. And you had a fantastic 6 weeks, I know, with Bela Fleck, I was able to see some of the shows, which were great. And there's going to be shows up through New England and on through to Lafayette. And I would just say check online to your tour schedule. But have so much. You're returning to New York, to Chicago, to Los Angeles. Everybody now is going to know about Nguni Ba. So congratulations.
Félicitations, parce que maintenant, avec cette tournée, avec ce disque, tous les Américains vont connaître Nguni Ba maintenant.
Merci beaucoup.
Thanks so much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. I'm sorry for my English. It's very bad.
Yes, next time.
Next time, no problem. I go Mali from school for my English. As next time, I speak beautiful English.
Okay.
We believe it.
Thank you, Banning, too, for translating, and let's get back to more music with more music from Nguni Ba and Baseku Kiate. Thank you.
jamana bediya.